They're in my garage.
They don't.
People, dude, people keep texting me. They're like, when's the next podcast coming out? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're just like, well, I keep rewatching it. I'm getting bored. And
honestly,
I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's been almost 30 days.
30 days?
Yeah, almost 30 days since we've uploaded a podcast. But luckily for you, we're bringing this one brand new, right, popping right out of the new year. I do want to apologize for people that have been expecting a podcast earlier than sooner, but life has gotten in the way, and other stuff that we are trying to rebrand and stuff like that have gotten into our idea of the podcast and stuff like that. Luckily, in 2021, we're bringing a lot of new things for you. So for now, stay tuned, enjoy this show with our friend Albert, and I'll see you guys in 2021. See you guys later.
Yes, sir! Well, Gilbert hates in the Amish, but we don't talk about that.
Oh, is there black Jewish people?
Watch this shit.
You're a bartender. Oh my god, you're mixing water with water. Congratulations.
It's a Shure SM7B.
Oh, so you're balling. Okay.
Now tell them what you didn't get.
I was telling them I was so excited that I got this mic. I was at Guitar Center.
Let me find out you didn't get a mic stand. Oh my goodness. Hold on, Albert. I got you. Hold on. What were you saying again? Hold on.
Oh no,
I
just... he's gonna rub it in.
What were you...
he's gonna rub it in now.
No, I'm kidding.
Nice stand.
Dude, I get on the freeway, I'm driving, and I have the microphone right next to me, and it hits me. I'm like, oh shoot, forgot to stand.
Oh damn! Just on the way, just like yeah, I'm so excited. Oh,
I really gotta get a stand, dude.
Yeah. Yes.
Did they get the back of the chamber?
Just improv.
Is that actually you?
Yeah, that's me.
No way. That's crazy.
Bro, it's the California shirt, dude.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Gilbert. Hey, what's that YouTube tab right over there?
No, hold on.
You gotta show us now. You gotta show us.
You gotta show us now.
It's gone. Let's go for a walk, guys.
Hey, no. Don't deter from the subject. We still want to know what that tab consisted of.
Look, it's daytime now.
Oh wow, that's crazy. I still want to know what the YouTube tab was though.
Want to look it up?
I mean, Florida has been open since like what? October, early October. The whole Dolphins fan base was able to get into the stadium by the end of October.
So it's the entire?
Yeah, like all 13 of them were allowed inside, bro. Just tell them you hold this relationship hostage.
Gilbert, where are you going?
Nowhere.
Albert, would you say that you're proficient in musical terms?
Yeah.
All right, we're doing music trivia.
I don't know what he's trying to say, but
fuck. He's gonna start telling us.
Like, what chord is this with the C? C sharp A?
He's like, you have perfect pitch.
No. Oh my god.
Okay, guys. Tell me what chord this is.
That's a.
No, it's not.
Oh, why'd you have to add that last note?
what scale is this? Harmonic? melodic?
I'd say to an extent. Yeah.
I just
after that.
I'd like to tell a joke that is a dad joke. So please don't hold it in. Just laugh as loud as you want. I'm telling you, this is going to be pretty good. How do you steal a sweater?
Give her breathe.
Man, it's not that funny anyway. It's overused.
Your jacket.
You said it wasn't that funny anymore. You just busted.
It's just a reaction.
It's just not.
I was trying so hard to keep it in, dude. It's like a pity laugh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use that though. This is a pretty good one.
Yeah, this is a pretty good one. I'm trying to find more dad jokes in this though.
Is the good products factory joke?
Oh, What's what do you call a factory that makes good products?
I don't know what.
Satisfactory. It's good. It's good. They don't know his last name, so they can't catch him.
Facts, though. Well, I mean, they will now. But
his name is Christian Moore.
Hello, everybody who's tuning in. Welcome to the, what is this, eighth episode of the AMP Party. Eighth episode. All right, I'm going to start it again. Hey, everybody. Alan, you need to sit up.
No, we're not editing all this. It's just going to be all raw, right? This.
Yeah, you got to like it raw, my guy.
Yeah, this is going to be an unedited one, bro. It's going to go straight through.
Yep, bro, straight 2 hours. I'm not editing. I'm tired.
Yeah,
there's silence and everything.
That's gonna be irritating. Anyways, hi everybody. Welcome to the eighth episode of the AMP podcast. I'm here with Alan Herrera and Gilbert Lopez, the founders of AMP, and also our guest to the bottom of me, well, below me, is
the bottom
Albert Loera. Is that how you pronounce it? Okay, cool.
Yes, sir, we should ask before we started.
Well,
Albert L. Damn. Albert, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sorry, I didn't mean it to be a job interview. But
answer the where do I see myself in 5 years? Nah. I don't know. I'm a college student.
Oh, hey.
There's nothing much right now, man. It's quarantine's got me messed up.
I'd be like that.
Quarantine's got us all messed up. I don't see myself anywhere in 5 years, mostly because I have future memory loss. So,
because I have terminal cancer.
I will make it to graduation.
Yeah,
be more enthusiastic about it.
Guys, I did not have anything planned for this thing, so we're going off script.
There's a script in the first place.
There's a script.
My bad, Albert. I forgot to send that in an email.
Y'all didn't get the script.
You made it and you didn't send it to us. Stop. Please, Alan. Please. Please, Alan.
Albert, I'll be the first to say that Gilbert was wrong to not send you that email. Oh, it's probably much too late.
We're playing.
Was there an actual script?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, there was not a script.
I'm on the wrong page of the script, guys.
I don't know if I should have been.
Trivia game? Music trivia? Oh, no, wrong part of the script.
Trying to apologize.
Oh, I ripped the script, guys.
He just wants you to know. Gilbert hopes he buys you flowers. And holds your hand.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah. Gives you all his hours. While he has a chance.
Literally three chords. Three chords.
Take you to every party.
Oh,
dude.
He remembers how much he loved to dance.
Christian, going too fast.
Now, Albert.
I used to have matches in here.
Now, Albert. You
know, commit some arson.
Let's go. Oh, I'm down. Now Albert's just dancing. He's definitely dancing by himself.
Oh.
Now Albert's dancing. But he's dancing. Who are you dancing with, Albert?
Another man.
Albert's homosexual confirmed.
You listen to a lot of like different genres of music?
Yeah. Well, I've been on like a alternative binge lately.
Ah, nice. Like who?
There's a lot. There's this group. I don't even know if it's a group. I haven't done much research, but it's like their name's Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of them, and then I listen to Tori Moi. There's this group called Sublime from like the 90s. I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a whole bunch. But oh, yeah, those are like the main ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's pretty sick. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you guys didn't know, me and Albert know each other since like third grade, fourth grade, maybe.
Yeah, just about.
About there, since we were like 9, 8, about that age. So who'd you have for third grade?
I had Mrs. Donnelly.
Oh, never mind then. It's fourth grade then. I had Ms. Rollins.
How do y'all know your teachers from all the way back there? I don't even know them. My teachers all the way back there.
Every single one of my
I know every one of my grade school teachers. I don't know anyone. Like, I don't remember anyone from high school. Everyone from high school.
I don't know middle school.
I don't know middle school.
Yeah, middle school's a blur, bro.
Yeah, it really is.
All of them were preying on my downfall, so I forgot about them.
I feel bad for one teacher and one teacher only. His name was Mr. Smith, bro. He literally did nothing
that
wrong.
Stanford graduate. He was a Stanford graduate.
Also sad.
He went to Stanford?
He went to Stanford.
It's like, whoa. I
didn't know that. That's crazy.
He was a pretty awesome guy, but I felt so bad. He's all
poor guy, dude.
Everyone just treated him like ass. I was like, damn.
Yeah, the kid sucked. I had him, he only taught seventh grade, right?
Yeah.
Dude, there is holy. Oh, my God. Oh, go ahead, Albert. I have a story after, but go ahead.
Oh, no. That was it.
Oh, that was it. Oh, that was it.
That's
okay.
I don't know what
you're talking about. I know. So, there is this really bad kid I think it was seventh grade, like science class. And Mr. Smith had gone up to him and was just like, don't eat candy in my classroom. The dude literally grabbed his lollipop, shook it at his face, put it in his mouth, and chomped hard on it. And I was
disgusting.
Like,
disgusting.
God.
I was like, oh my gosh, what a savage.
Sorry, at least
I don't support it, but
he would what's it called? He would whip out Vine sounds in the middle of class. and all you would hear in the beginning is just in the middle of the class, he's giving a lecture and all you hear is, what's not busting?
21
And then it's just the back table just busting out laughing. I'm like, bro. And then Mr. Smith would be like,
oh man.
It was just funny. I just felt bad for the man. They really put him through hell.
Yeah, they were really did. Poor guy. But rip.
And he got fired, right?
I think so.
What?
He got fired or left?
Didn't he get fired?
I don't know. Did he really? Something like that, I heard.
I don't know. Because I know they like switched his classroom, right? Like he went to the one next door or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then after that, I didn't see him.
Yeah.
I never saw him after. Yeah, he probably did get fired.
Because I did have
I remember my eighth grade year. He was gone.
Unless he left. He's just like,
probably.
Some kids, basically.
Yeah. I didn't know he went to Stanford, though. That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. He was a Stanford graduate, and then he went to a middle school in Madeira.
Rip. We missed out on this great opportunity right there. Mm-hmm. Albert, do you write
Gilbert White
produce any music?
Sorry, what was that? Say it again?
Do you write, produce, create any music?
Oh, yeah. I produce a lot of music. Right now I'm working on something fun. It's like it's a project I've been working on for a while. For about I'd say 3 or 4 months, which may or may not involve my music and my voice on top of that.
Nice.
But I do produce a lot in my spare time.
Yeah, would you like to do a little shameless plug for the bio?
Oh yeah,
for the description under the YouTube video.
Some plug. Do you want to plug yourself on anything, or
you want to plug yourself?
Where we go?
TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud,
LinkedIn.
Like, I'm not on anything.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Tinder. Please, I need a job. No.
Shut up.
No, I'm not on any social media or anything like that. So it's kind of impossible. But I don't got anything, man. I'm just
he's asking you not to reach out to him at all, please. So
please. He wants to blow naturally.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Cut off from everything.
I was trying to snap you something like one day, and I was like, whoa, where's this guy? And I was like, damn.
Yeah. Dude, you know what I don't like is that, so yeah, I deleted everything I deleted everything like a year ago, but I just kept Snapchat just to stay in touch with friends. And I deleted it like maybe like 2 weeks ago. And the one thing I don't like about that is that like people are probably going to think I blocked them.
Yeah. And be like, what the?
So, disclaimer now on here, I didn't block you. I just deleted my stuff.
Yeah, I'll just post everything on Snapchat. Back. Yeah. Guys, don't worry. Still here. But, he's going to add him. He's going to be like, you would have. Yeah.
No, but yeah. Yeah, I'm off everything right now, which is going to be tough when I release what I'm working on right now, but I'll find a way.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I can totally understand the whole like deleting social media type of thing. It really puts a damper on your emotional wellness. You kind of become like desensitized to everything going on around you, and like deleting it, at least for me, has like been a like it's been a more helpful experience for like emotional and mental health. And I feel like that's why most people step away from social media. So props to you for doing that. And keeping up with it, because I know a lot of people who are like going off Snapchat, don't text me if you need anything, and then like a week later they're back on and it's like back to the same stuff. So yeah, props to you, honestly.
Don't text me, only my best friend knows.
Don't hit me up.
Don't
if you text me, only I'm blocking you. Know.
I wish somebody would do that so I could like just be like, hey, and then that's the only reason that's they blocked me. Is just,
good, I don't want to hear from you anymore.
It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird, man. It's like you were saying, like you just like you're detached from like everything around you, and you're more focused on that device. So. And with me, like I was addicted to seeing someone like my posts, you know what I mean? Like I would post something not because I wanted to, but because I wanted to please my followers and all that. And I wanted to, and each like was just this blast of serotonin in my brain. And then when that would run out, or that like the likes would stop coming in, and I'd post something else just to keep that going. And it wasn't healthy, so I just decided to get off. And that was like a year ago around this time. Yeah, just been off ever since.
But yeah, you really see that. Like, even though I that have social media, I get you though. Like, that serotonin feeling that you just get a like or something. Like, but my Instagram, I haven't posted in like 2 years. Gilbert, how long has it been since you posted?
December 1st, 2018.
Yeah, it's like, a good thing is like, yeah, of course, you know, like, you separate yourself from like getting that, wanting that attention or wanting that emotion of just, oh, someone enjoyed my photo or whatever, you know, and that's big time. Like, that's why I'm so conservative on every other platform besides like Twitter, because I just see funny stuff or like really radical stuff on Twitter, so I'm just like retweeting it. Like, I don't usually tweet unless it's for like podcasts or like promoting or something like that. It's like it's always something like, it's like people are really make social media like their diaries and stuff like that, and it's like it's really like, you're to that point where you're like, man, who doesn't know you at this point? And
it's crazy, dude. It's like, not to get too into it, because like for some people it's whatever, but like it's like people can't do anything without posting about it. It's crazy.
Yeah,
like it's like if you didn't post about it, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
it's,
like the concerts and stuff like that, you're just always gonna see those people with the camera phones up and chilling. I get you.
Yeah, it's better crazy. Just live it in the moment.
Yeah, I feel like that's what a lot of people have, like, they've geared themselves more towards having, like, recording something and then never looking on it again, and they can't truly get that full experience and not live in the moment, and then they have it in their camera roll, and they look back on it for about 10 seconds, and they're like, I lived through that. And it's like, well, you really did.
Not really.
You were staring through a screen, essentially a window to something that you were truly there for. Like, why are you going to pay like $150 for a ticket if you're only going to record it? Like, if you're only going to like put your phone like in front of you the entire time. But I don't know. I just find it annoying. Like again, how like Alan was doing, like how Alan was saying, like people making like social media their own personal diary. And like it becoming more of an addiction rather than something that's like meant to share your own personal experiences with others, like huge personal experiences. And that's kind of like, I've only made only one post on my Instagram account and then I deleted it after. But it was only one post. I had my Instagram account for about 5 years and I only made one post, and it was about a music camp that I went to at University of the Pacific. And that was legit it. Hold on now, Alan, I won't go off that. But yeah, I can see why people would like, they just make like social media their diary. And it's like, I understand the appeal of like wanting somebody to know what you're up to. But at the same time, it's like,
no one else cares.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Essentially. So yeah, no, I can totally understand that. And that's that's sort of the reason why I also like geared away from social media, because it's like, I really don't want to be like, I really don't want to read about your personal life. I'm sorry. I respect you as a person, but just I don't. Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Bro, yeah. be an author at that point.
Hitler joins the chat.
Yeesh.
Have you guys seen his artwork? It's actually like,
no, actually
not that bad. I'll show you guys right now, but it's actually
Hitler's artwork.
What
did you say? Hitler's artwork?
Yeah, Hitler's artwork.
Wow. Never seen it.
Hitler artwork.
He has a tree, like it's just a tree, like, whoa, in the background, and it's actually pretty great. Do you want to share that?
This is actually sick.
Paying $440,000 for that. Just knowing the guy who drew that, painted that, killed a bunch of Jews.
Well, he didn't directly kill him.
Pretty cool. Yeah, that's true. He honestly became a dictator to then, like as his people, like infinite.
I just want you to let you know, Christian, you're defending Hitler right now.
I'm not, because you started it.
So if Hitler didn't directly kill the Jews, did he get into heaven? That's the question.
Why do you always have to make it about
religion? I was always going to be about religion again.
It's about religion. The funniest thing is Gilbert's now religious.
If I kill 13 kids, will I make it to heaven?
Yeah, he's like, Jesus took the rap from me.
I am Jesus, bro. We already discussed this.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go again. You gotta grow your hair. Stats. What do you mean? I took stats. Wow.
Bro.
Goodness. All right, but are you going to show us some Hitler artwork? We'll see that later. I'll just put it on the screen, right? Like right there. Right here. Just chill on my. Chill
Why
on
don't
my.
You just slap it on like the video?
It's just one of those propaganda photos.
It's just a picture. Never mind.
No, of the.
It's just like a kindergarten drawing.
I'm telling you, he's amazing.
The crayons, it's like out of the lines.
Aww. Six different colors inside.
What's he going to do? Kill me? He's dead, bro.
Anyways, like someone's making a Hitler haunting the Jews movie. Someone's got to be making a movie about
me,
that.
Me and Alan actually had, well, us as like a whole team. Oh. Us as a whole team, we had like this whole idea of like doing like a Hitler documentary. documentary.
We're about to reiterate it.
We didn't want to. No. We were gonna like.
Yeah,
like
if you see my tattoo.
I talk.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, let me show you guys your hair.
We're all actually
it's just like a headband with a swastika.
It's like Harry Potter. You know how he has the lightning bolt?
It's just a swastika.
Well, we just have a
swastika. Oh, no. This is edgy.
Oh.
Anyways.
Look at you.
Bro, you haven't even seen edgy.
Out
of the podcast. What were we saying, Christian?
I forgot. Oh, yeah. We're going to do a documentary on Hitler and his, like, life. Like that led up to what people know him most for. I'm how he became the person he was in the end. Anyways,
Hitler now.
And so we were planning on doing like an actual like, I guess, trailer for it. And we had like the music and we had like the concept and everything. And we ended up not going through with it because we were like, we're gonna get either like a lot of support or a lot of backlash, and we don't want to get canceled. So
from who? The
canceled.
the Jewish community. I mean, the Amish is already hate us. I mean, how? I don't know how they're listening to this podcast, but they already know they hate you.
Bro, in the message, he's like, Christian goes, Gilbert hates the Amish. I said, bro, fuck the Amish.
I know. And Christian's like, all my homies hate the Amish. I was like, what? No, we don't. No, I don't. Have you guys ever met an Amish person?
No. I'm sure they're lovely people.
Nah. Nah. They're like secluded, right?
Yeah, very secluded.
It's like finding a four-leaf clover.
Honestly, yeah.
I thought Aber was gonna go, no, I'm anti Amish. I was like, yo.
Like, no, yeah, I am one.
My carbon footprint is by far the one of the most in the Central Valley.
Oh my goodness. So look my name up. I'm history.
If the world gets hotter, just remember my name.
We're gonna see Albert in the future with like 30 oil companies in the Central Valley. They're not even digging out oil. They're just, I don't know, but they're stealing dirt now.
He bathes in oil.
Oh goodness. But yeah. I did want to ask, what is on your shirt, my guy? What does your shirt say, Albert?
My shirt?
Yeah.
Oh. It says, when I'm off the internet, that's when I'm at my happiest.
Nice. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Adds up.
I saw it and I was like,
I get it. It's
fitting.
Relatable.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
That's a good.
I don't know what my shirt says. Something about like Zoo York or something. I don't know. I've had this shirt since like 8th grade.
Our games and stuff like that. Why were you breathing so heavily into my regular Borby?
Into our games.
Because I got some bad news. We're postponing our Christmas album for the upcoming year. Simply because of lack of time. And then we should have already had it out, but you know.
Oh, you guys make music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Adventure Music Productions.
Oh, by the way, hey Albert, my bad. I should probably introduce you to the production crew. It's Adventure Music Productions. We basically write, edit music, whatever the in betweens are, and then we can. I think you guys have published my music, like on, how do you say it?
Soundtrap. Soundtrap,
SoundCloud,
sorry,
SoundCloud,
Soundtrap,
oh, Spotify, yeah. Pandora, iMusic, Google Play Music, YouTube Music.
It's like we do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, as an Android user, I do not support Google Play Music. By far, one of the worst music apps I've used. Goodness. I'm sorry, Google.
Albert, let me find out.
So,
Google Band.
So, why are you guys like postponing?
Oh, simply because of a lack of instrumentalists and just lack of preparation for this one. It's just like lack of music, lack of instruments, lack of time, a little bit of everything.
Lack of
talent. Goodness. But yeah, we planned this last minute and thought we were going to pull it off, but none of us had the time to like literally settle down and just do the hard grind work. And yeah, it took us nowhere, but we have
what genre, if you don't mind me asking?
It was just gonna be like a Christmas type of oldies, just classic music, right? And we would make it some of the songs were like big band jazz or just like a cappella and stuff like that. Just a little mixture of everything. You know?
Yeah.
So if you wanna hop on next year? We got you. You can add some Christmas out Christmas song that's a little original from you, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll hit you up, don't worry.
Albert, quick question.
Yeah, sorry guys. You want text him on his number?
I love the difference in mic quality from Albert's like almost $400 mic and Alan's like $40 microphone from China.
Yeah. Gotta love the Chinese for making me this one though.
Albert got close to his mic; it was just pure and crisp. And then Alan got close to his, and it felt like it was about to rattle apart. I was like,
it's like a dank meme compilation.
Yeah. It's just fried audio.
I'm the fried audio.
No, it's all right.
But yeah, I forgot. Oh my bad. Go ahead.
Hold on. I wanted to ask Albert a question. You mentioned that you make music. Do you like have like a primary instrument, or are you just kind of like a general music producer, like a DAW?
DAW. I use FL, and I produce a lot of like hip hop stuff, because that's what I was raised on. So it's like the easiest for me to play. I'm teaching myself to play guitar right now, and I want to make a lot of more live music. But yeah, it's mostly just DAW stuff right now.
Okay, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah.
Still pretty good. It's still pretty cool that you still, like I said, I known this guy since like fourth grade, and he played trumpet and I played saxophone, so we've known each other since like a long ways. And we were in the band together. Let's see, all the way through probably high school, huh?
The banders.
With Max, Gino, who else? Yeah. Jose, Jacob, and all of them.
What was his name? Ulysses.
Ulysses. Remember? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's good. I don't know if you know, but that's Gilbert's cousin.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dude's fucking tall. How's he doing? As fuck. He's tall as fuck.
Damn.
I think he's a little as tall as Alan. Probably taller.
Probably.
Really.
But yeah, he's doing all right, I guess. Don't talk to him as much though.
Yeah, he's been chilling, from what I hear.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, it's good to see like you never fell into that just like I'm gonna give up on music type of thing, you know? I always see.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. And segueing into that, for other people that do want to collab or write with us and stuff like that. We definitely are open to that. Like I said, I brought up Albert, like, yo, just hop in next time type of thing. Same thing.
Yeah, I'd love to, dude.
Everyone else cool. That just want to write or just produce any type of music that they need help with. That's what AMP is for, you know. It's like we're not just here to create for ourselves. We just want to help out others and stuff like that. Eventually, if we grow, you know, it'll be something like for the city where we just have a studio or something. Let people just play it out.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Dude, that's really cool that you say that, because that's always been like something I've always wanted to do in the future. Just like have like a center in the city and have like rooms and just rent them out to to people who want to record. You know what I mean? It'd be really cool.
Thank you. Because I know John Wells has a studio. But it's like a hybrid studio with bless you. It's a hybrid studio with okay, so it's like a hybrid studio with like a dance studio. So they have like a glass mirror, and right across from it is like a dance group just chilling, like 13-year-old girls just doing their ballet.
Just went off.
Yeah, I was like, because I remember being in there like at the age of 8. I was like, what the hell is happening? It's like, why are the girls dancing like across the damn thing? Like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know they had something like that already.
It's pretty cool, but
it's really cool.
It's just like one small, like personal studio, and no one else is like allowed in there besides like a producer and stuff like that. So yeah. I like your idea for sure. Like, just build a personal center just for people that anyone wants to go in and stuff like that. It's a good opportunity here too.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent too. So
it's so cool. Like the amount of untapped talent in the Valley is just insane. And the fact that people just can't put it to use, like due to like the lack of resources that they have. And the only reason why like me, Gilbert, and Alan have like what we have is because like we were just grinding like all the time, and like we just pushed for what we wanted, and some people just really can't do that nowadays. So it, like giving back to the community and like tapping into that like raw talent that people have, because there are some insane like vocalists, like instrumentalists in Madera and like around the Central Valley, and it's insane that like some of that talent is just wasted. And
yeah.
I feel like, you know, actually tapping into that type of stuff and bringing to light like what people actually have to bring to the table to the music industry will like dramatically change like how people will we'll see in the Central Valley and just see like musicians in general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, and you remember that talent show they had last year? That
we Madeira's got
to lead with. Mm-hmm. There was so much talent in that. It's crazy. It just and I'm sure that's not even like a fraction of what's in Madeira, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's so many more, but like there was a lot of amazing talent, and yeah, like Christian Dead, just for them to kind of give up on that just because they lack resources or whatever the case may be, and they just submit to, you know, doing something that they don't want to do. It's just, it sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always something that we always have, like, in the future, if we have the opportunity to do it, it would be so amazing. So, like you said, like, Madeira's Got Talent, what's it called? It was just such a huge, like, opportunity for a lot of kids to just express themselves and stuff like that. And we saw a lot of great talent, like Fabian and his younger brother and stuff like that. Like, they play the piano, like, really amazing. And then there's always, there's a lot of just seniors and stuff like that that really know what they're doing and stuff like that. And then, of course, school's only going to take them so far. So there's always going to be that lack of resource until it's made available type of thing, you know? Are you crying? It's okay.
Alan, are you okay?
And do I sound
bad? Yeah, are you okay?
Can you guys hear everything? Is it coming through here, maybe? I don't know. It's like picking up my snips
it's coming
and everything.
Through your microphone.
Tap the mic.
I love it.
Sound like the coconut from like cartoons.
Oh, yeah. All together. That's a new edit.
Yeah. Also, I apologize for like the sniffles and everything that I have today. I've been working in a dusty environment, so like my body's all out of whack.
I told you to stay indoors.
I was indoors. Ironically, I was indoors.
Go flush your sinuses real quick.
How do I do that?
Fill up your sink with water and just go in there and just go.
Warm water.
Water.
Oh, that's called drowning. Like, no, it's waterboarding if you really think about it.
True. No, but like, try to make it so the water comes out of your mouth.
All right, good question, Albert. Have you ever been waterboarded?
Would you want to be waterboarded? Would you...
Wait, you have?
I have.
Have you ever
video idea?
Video idea.
Idea. We waterboard.
We waterboard.
AMP out. Boys, take the waterboarding challenge.
Waterboarding challenge.
There's a challenge. Yeah. Is it like the whale challenge with like?
Bro, that's called interrogation.
Oh. No,
I read that like a week ago from philosophy and stuff like that.
Torture interrogation, bro.
It's torture. Albert, what school are you going to?
A stretcher.
Oh, my bad.
UC Santa Cruz.
Dang. I was like, if you're allowed to
talk. Like,
that's pretty sick.
Nice.
Are you a banana slug, right?
Yes, sir.
That's I remember you always having that sweater, so I remember.
Yeah.
Banana slug?
Yeah, that's their mascot. They're banana slugs.
A banana slug is UC Santa Cruz's mascot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty sick.
I all of a sudden want to go to UC Santa Cruz.
It's cool, bro. I've been there, but sure, sorry.
It'd be like that.
Well, I've been there actually.
Through Zoom.
Yeah. Virtual tour of it.
Oh, we had a tour, didn't we?
Yeah, we went in middle school.
Yeah, we did. We went in middle school.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was pretty cool.
And we didn't even. We just walked through ourselves, right?
Yeah. We did like a 10 minute tour maybe.
Yeah.
We just walked through campus and that's about it.
Then they just sent us to the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember much of the boardwalk. I just remember it was a super hot day.
Yeah. I think we were just playing mini golf the whole time.
We were. That was great. That was Santa Cruz mini golf was pretty great.
That was fun. Yeah.
Albert, quick question. What are you majoring in?
As of now, psychology.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you planning to change it in the near future, or why did you say as of now?
Yeah. I mean, like, Cause I, dude, I changed it like 3 times before school started.
I feel like,
like I started off with computer engineering, and then that switched to kinesiology, but they didn't have kinesiology.
Oh yeah.
So I switched to something else. I can't remember what it was. It was some type of science. But then I went from that to psychology, which nice. I think I'll settle with this because I like it.
Oh, nice. But,
yeah.
Just study of the brain, right?
Yeah.
Functioning.
It's ready. I never understood that, like how people like switched up their majors so fast. And now I only realize like
why.
Yeah, now I realize why. Because at first, like in the beginning, I wanted to be like an electrical engineer. And then after that, I went to...
He was set for electrical engineering.
I was set for electrical engineer. Like I was like full steam ahead type of thing. And then sophomore year, I like wanted to go into, I think it was just music production. And then it became music education. And then it changed to, I don't even know what it was. I think it was just like entrepreneurship or like business administration. And then after that, it just kept changing. And then I forgot what I was going to major in before. I think mechanical engineering. And then at one point, I was just like, you know what? I'm not even going to college. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna go into real estate. And that was like my thing. I was like, I'm going to own businesses. I'm going to do real estate. I'm going to go into properties, all this type of stuff. And then I was like, no, I don't think I will. So now I'm back to electrical engineering.
Nice. It's like a circle. Yeah.
It came all full circle, like a big full circle.
I get you. Same here. You know, we always like talking about like being like engineers type of thing. I switched it up too. I was like, you know what? Because a lot of the engineering stuff was just like, man, I had to do so much, and they set me up for failure type of thing. Like, I didn't feel well prepared to step into it as well as I would have been, I believe, if I was like in person or stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? What I was planning to do when I got my engineering degree was to become either continue with engineering or go into law school after that. So I was like, you know what? I'll just stick to my law, and I'm going to become a crim major this next semester and just take that on.
Cool.
Or on. But yeah, I get you, Christian. There's going to be a lot of turns, but like once you find the thing you love, you're going to just,
it'll probably change it like another couple more times.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go 2 or 3 times before I actually make settle. Sure, I feel it.
I just want you to make sure you don't waste your time when you already feel like it's not yours to keep type of thing, you know? Yeah, like, literally, like, the first year is fine, but after that, like, you need to just find that set, you know? It's like, this first semester, I literally didn't take an engineering class. Because they ran out of space in my engineering class, even though it was on Zoom. So I was waitlisted. And I was like, what? Wow. But yeah. So I was like, you know what? I hadn't taken any engineering class. So I just took my general classes. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to become a career major, might as well. So as same thing with you. You may take a few classes, but of course, if you don't feel like it's yours, then just switch it up as soon as possible.
Yeah. Of course,
The giver did a little in between. He did a little quickie. Zoom.
Oh, God.
Alan, you're breathing again.
I'm breathing again.
I was not ready for it.
I don't know what it is.
My bad. Like, let me hold my breath.
The gain's like picking up.
Alan, stop breathing.
Stop breathing. Do you get?
Does it pick it up? Like, from here?
It's purple.
Just like, I love turning purple. SpongeBob.
Patrick.
That's what you did.
So what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be doing music trivia. And what this is basically going to be, we're going to be doing is one player does 10 questions, and the next player goes up, and then they do 10 questions, and whoever gets the most right, it'll be going in the I think it's 2-1-0 point thing.
It is widely regarded as the first hip hop record. Like, I don't really know. Eighth Wonder.
Eighth Wonder?
Am I wrong? I think I'm wrong.
All right. You got one wrong. Here we go. Two. And now
I guess we won't know the answers.
Just click around. I knew it. I was Rapper's like, probably to this Rapper's Delight.
It's credited for introducing hip-hop music to a wide audience, reaching the top 40 in the United States, as well top 3 in the UK, and number 1 in Canada.
Yeah, you got okay.
It, you're doing 10 straight. You're doing, yeah, 10 seconds straight. 10 questions straight.
Three?
How many are? Before his death? Three?
I think.
Yeah.
One? Bro, that sucks.
Ready to die in 1994 before he was murdered in a drive-by shooting. Wow, Ready to Die. How ironic.
What name did Lil Wayne go by originally? Fucking, I don't fucking know.
DaBaby. Did you guys see that one? Is DaBaby holding DaBaby?
Oh goodness, I'm so
baby DaBaby
holding DaBaby.
Oh my goodness.
So if he hollers them, go eeny meeny miny mo shrimp daddy. Oh my god.
What the. The rapper is known for his for her alter egos, which include Cookie, Harajuku Barbie, and Roman Zolinski.
And Nicki Minaj.
Wow. I love it. How many copies of Eminem's debut album Infinite did he sell?
Nice. Night did.
Infinite. I don't even know that album.
Infinite numbers. Come on.
10,000. 100,000.
Oh, you said 10,000, so he put 10,000.
It's fucking 1,000, bro.
The 1,000. Oh, wow. What was the name of Snoop Dogg's debut album?
Dog Father, bro. I know Doggy Styles one. I'm gonna click that one. That's the only one I know.
Who did Jay-Z diss in his song Takeover? Drake, Meek Mill, Nas, or Nicki Minaj?
I want to say Drake.
All right. A final answer?
Well, bro, yeah. Just, I don't know. You never asked that in the other ones.
It's fucking, watch it be fucking Meek. Oh, Nas?
Yeah, I was pretty sure it was Nas. What form of vocal percussion is common in hip hop? Mouth drumming, chop busting, freestyling, or beatboxing?
A vocal percussion is common in hip hop?
Yeah.
Chop busting. Mouth busting. I want to say freestyling or beatboxing.
Say one, my guy.
Freestyling.
Oh, man.
It's vocal percussion. Percussion,
my guy.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Oh, my God. All right.
What does the B in Cardi B stand for? What the fuck?
Whatever happened to Cardi A?
Bazookas, beatboxer, bikini, or Bacardi? Bacardi?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Why do you keep asking final answer now?
Like, well, because he keeps changing his answer. Okay, Albert. Which hip hop single is an early example of turntablism?
Turntablism. I'll start with The Adventures first.
Nah. Ooh,
let's go. I got it.
Let's go.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay. Which rapper attempted suicide at the age of 12?
What did he say?
Nicki Minaj. What did he say? Nicki Minaj.
I think it's like
Snoop Dogg, Jay, or Lil Wayne.
Jay.
I think it's Lil Wayne.
It's Lil Wayne?
Sounds like Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Sounds like Lil Wayne. Oh my goodness.
Gilbert has something against Nicki Minaj. What rapper holds the world record for most words in a hit single? Eminem, Busta Rhymes, 50 Cent, or Kanye West?
Oh.
Most words. That's got to be Eminem.
It's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words.
As I say,
that's like
as I say four words.
What did he say?
Oh my god, that's the most easiest question.
Yeah. Which rapper was controversially removed from the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart in 2019?
It's got to be Blanco. Blanco.
Good old Blanco, bro.
White Brown. Oh my bad. It was White Brown.
It's fucking Is it Nelly?
Son? It's fucking Nelly.
Lil Nas.
We already know it.
Lil Nas.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you have to explain this one? We already know this one. We already know
But I don't remember this one.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Which rapper claimed to have slept with the notorious B.I.G.'s wife with the 1996 diss track? Hit him up.
Tupac.
Wow, he's getting all of these right.
He's getting all the good ones, dude.
Okay. Number 6. What did Snoop Dogg change his name to in 2012?
Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here it is. Himself. Who did Jay-Z marry in 2008?
Oh, wow.
Beyonce, Missy Elliott, Rihanna, or Foxy Brown?
I think it's Foxy Brown, bro.
I woke Foxy up, Jay-Z.
I woke, oh, I woke up, Frenchie.
I woke Beyonce. Up, Jay-Z.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
You got another one, right?
5 millis.
The relationship became mad about the
ring. 5 millis for a ring. How about that?
Wow.
Oh goodness, the next
what
one.
What is the name of Eminem's alter ego?
Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers?
50 McVay.
Slim Shady.
Nice.
We have an alter
ego. Evil and mysterious side of Eminem.
Did we just explain this with Nicki Minaj?
Which dance craze is Nicki Minaj closely associated with?
The Floss, please.
Shooting.
Huh?
Sure. Yo, but I was thinking the same thing until Alan started doing this.
Okay. So, that's a different dance move.
Twerking.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah. An expert twerker.
Well, you gotta show us.
What was the first hip hop group to win an Academy Award for Best Original Song? 36 Mafia, Salt and Pepper, Wu-Tang Clan, or Fuegues? Or Fuegues.
I want to say Wu-Tang, but. Oh, man, that's. That's good. Yeah, I think it's Wu-Tang.
Damn. It was 36 Mafia. 36?
If you get this one wrong.
Oh my gosh, Alan.
It was easy. Dude. Oh my god.
I'll take Nicki. I don't even care at this point.
No. Oh my gosh.
I'll say, oh my gosh. So, Alan made me everything.
Epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, or chronic fatigue syndrome?
I don't know who that was.
Don't spit into my mic, Gilbert, please.
My bad, guys.
You owe him a couple $100 now. Just a little. Just a couple.
I didn't spit into your mic. I was breathing in.
I'll take multiple sclerosis for right. 300. That's wrong.
No,
so,
I think it's Crohn fatigue syndrome.
No.
Oh, then it's Tourette's.
Epilepsy.
No, it's epilepsy. My bad.
Oh yeah! No, it was actually
this isn't my first
sports.
I get there, bro.
No, that's why he wears a flashlight. Flashlight. Wrong one. That's why he wears sunglasses all the time.
Yeah, damn. I'll take KJ52. Might as well. I don't know.
It's an M80.
Oh, that's crazy.
Daniels. I would have known Hardy B. Daniels.
31 hours straight.
How do you? I can't speak for that long.
How do you eat?
Who won the first Grammy for Best Rap Performance? LL Cool J, Kool Moe Dee, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and The Fresh Prince, or Young MC?
Oh.
I'll take Young MC.
Got it.
Who was it, Albert?
Will Smith. That one.
Fresh Prince.
And The Fresh Prince. In Money, Cardi B sings, I was born to flex. Ride, rap, or spit.
I'm scared. I have three options
pick,
right now.
Mom, pick
it's
me
definitely,
up.
Mom, pick me up. I'm scared.
That's definitely not flex.
Oh, man.
These are pretty close. Ride, rap, or spit.
It's usually credited.
I'm not in this one at all.
The first female MC, McDiva, McLight. McRouder or McSharrock or MC Diva, MC Light, MC
stand for
mic check.
Master of Ceremonies.
Master of Ceremonies.
Minecraft Router.
I'll take Diva.
Minecraft Router.
Minecraft Router.
McLight. MC Sharrock.
Rock.
Yeah, well, that was my segment.
Good job.
Albert wins with a astonishing 9 out of 10.
You're definitely on top
Gilbert
of the leaderboard
comes in
right
second
now.
With a 5 out of 10, and Alan comes in last with a 1 out of 7.
Let's get it, man. Got a higher percentage than Gilbert. Let's go. Oh, wait, no, I don't. But
that's what you do.
I have would you rathers, my guys. Would you rather be able to freeze time or travel in time?
Freeze time.
Why?
Just so I can do whatever I want.
I'm scared.
That's sus.
No.
That's sus.
I mean, I'll take the other one. This one kind of sounds weird.
Here, Gilbert, I sent it in the group chat. Me, I would rather... what would you say? Look in the future?
freeze time or travel time?
Oh, travel time.
Okay. Why?
I think... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, my bad.
I don't know. Freezing in time, you're only in one, like, single moment. And why would you want to, like... I feel like travel... Essentially, we're traveling in time, but, like... If you really think about it. But staying in one moment, there's only, like, so much you can really get out of one moment. And then freezing time, you would just be stuck there. It's like, what do I do now? And you would have nobody to be with. You would essentially go insane.
You'd never want to be stuck... Oh, hey. Everything froze for a second.
There we go.
So you wouldn't want to have one moment stuck, like, for a while?
Forever.
Like, you ever wonder, you ever, like, in a moment, you're just like, damn, I wish this moment lasts forever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take it quite literally.
And you could actually do that, I think. Nice. But not, like, forever, because you gotta move on.
How about you, Albert?
I think for me, I'd probably want to... That's tough. Because if I were to be able to travel through time, I'd probably see something that I wouldn't like and it would just freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I were to go in the future. But if I go backwards, I could
see... Your kid's putting milk first before the cereal?
I don't want to live in this planet anymore. Not me.
I don't want to have kids. I know what they're capable of.
Don't worry.
No, just... but I think probably travel time, just so I could see, like,
check the past events
that happen. Yeah,
for sure. I was thinking the same thing. Like, I wouldn't. I fear going to the future, but definitely want to check out the past type of thing.
Yeah.
Would you rather wear a sexy maid outfit or a sexy doctor outfit?
Hold on. Okay. So, are these meant? Okay. So, I. The
Get pictures.
Gilbert, no.
Said pics are
all right. So I prepared pictures of myself.
I'm kidding. So I have two outfits under me. Okay,
I just going. Actually want you guys to choose one for me.
That's that weird stuff, bro.
I'm kidding, but answer the question.
Oh.
A maid doctor. Or a sexy doctor? Why a sexy doctor?
Well, because I actually have a profession. And I went to school to be a doctor.
So you're saying
you're just insulting all them.
Well, okay, hold on. But, like, okay, if you really think about it, maids don't go to college to be maids.
Hey, he said costume.
No, I want to hear the rest.
So maids don't go to college to be maids. People go to college. Oh, hi, Alan's mom. So people don't go to maid school. Doctors go to medical school. So I'd want to be the doctor.
You didn't have to explain it so long, and then it just...
No, because I wanted to piss off Gilbert.
Okay, Albert.
I don't know. I beat that. But I. What would look less humiliating?
I feel like the doctor, Albert, would look less skimpy on me.
Yeah, I think the doctor.
I have to wear this out in public.
Home in...
Oh, public?
Yeah.
Now, if we're wearing it in public... No, yeah, still the doctor one.
The still the doctor.
If we're in public,
just imagine a maid outfit. Just walking in heels to Walgreens or something.
Bro, if I'm in public, bro, the doctor outfit. But, like, if I'm behind closed doors, the maid outfit.
Behind closed door, like, are you like, are you with like, somebody? Like,
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the reason.
Don't worry about that, bro. Christian, you don't need to worry about that. I can be in here by myself. I can be in here with Alan. I don't know. Alan's never gonna be here to see me in one of those.
I'm scared.
I swear, Alan, if you order one of those on Amazon.
Video idea: we order stuff online for each other.
It's just a bunch of made outfits for everyone.
Just a bunch of made outfits.
It's a fucking dress. The video idea: we go drag.
Would you rather listen to the same song for the rest of your life, or just no music at all?
Ooh. Can we choose the song, or is it like,
obviously it's just one song?
No. Or is it like Wonderwall for the rest of my life?
Wonderwall,
goodness.
I don't know if I could handle Wonderwall for more than like 3 hours.
I could probably listen to Thunderstruck for about
2 minutes.
For like about the rest of my life, yeah.
Thunderstruck, that's a good one. I'd probably go with the one song.
I'd go with no music at all. I listen to like varieties of music, and listening to one song at every single time, like every single moment for the rest of my life, I just die. I would like be like, no.
Either way, it's torture.
Yeah. Honestly.
Just pick your poison.
Mm-hmm. You just hear somebody like playing on the street, and it's just like silent strumming. Like, what are they playing? Are they good?
All you hear is just...
Yeah, yeah.
He's all into it. Just one bottle of depressed.
I said, baby.
Okay, would you rather spit on someone's face every time you talked, or have someone spit on your face every time they talked?
I'll spit on somebody's face. I wouldn't want anything.
Why is everyone so quiet?
Yeah, I'd have to spit. I said I'd spit on somebody's face every single
take
time.
Yeah,
I'd
spit on my face.
Huh? You take the spit, Gilbert?
Dude, I can't.
I don't think so. It's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, I can't do spit.
So you just rather probably put it on someone else?
Yeah.
Just apologize.
We get spray bottle all over their face.
Basically, it's just like, that's how I do. You got to put a face.
With the lisp.
You gain a lisp eventually. This is weird. Would you rather talk in your sleep or sing in your sleep?
Sing in my sleep.
Huh? Can you? I just thought of like just someone being discovered that way. Just
you bring someone to somebody's home and they're just like, "Peggy Blank, I hate this head."
Like an executive just walks by. He's like, "My God, that'd be funny, dude."
That's amazing, Gilbert.
I'd probably talk in my sleep.
Talking to you don't like singing, just and now they know. Fall back asleep. What about you, Albert?
Sing a little verse real quick and just knock right back out. Just,
let it go, let it go.
So like 3 seconds and then go back into it.
I'd probably go with the these are tough.
I was like, what if I fall asleep at work?
Yeah. I probably got to singing.
Then I get fired. Oh, no.
Thinking just to mess with people.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine.
Dude, imagine class just taking a nap.
Start rapping Eminem rap god. Just put your head down and class goes silent. You're just like, I begin to feel like a rap god. Rap god.
Is this drool coming out?
Yeah, it's drool coming out, and you look at your hoodie on. You're like, the professor's like, "You good?" And then you just go into like the something. The professor's like, "He's killing it. He's killing it."
Oh, God.
Oh my goodness.
God, that'd be funny, dude.
Okay, would you rather marry a broke celebrity or a rich nobody?
A rich nobody.
I think the rich nobody.
A rich nobody. Because then I don't have to deal with the fame.
True.
True. They already have the money, so it's like,
yeah.
No, I don't want to. No, I'm not a gold digger. I want to make this very clear to everybody. All
right, I want everyone on Twitter to DM me for Christian. He's looking for a sugar mama over the age of 83, please.
No, no, no. Stop.
Wait, just come flooding in.
All my DMs be flooded in because of Christian.
Sorry.
Oh, I didn't even answer. I'd probably go with the rich nobody. Stay out of the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather eat soup with a fork or write with your bare... Or, excuse me. Would you rather eat soup with a fork or with your bare hands? Like, no, like, noodle. No noodles or anything. It's just, like,
stew. How hot's the soup?
That's for you to figure out. It's just broth.
With my hands.
Yeah, I go with the fork.
The fuck? It's broth, my guy.
I'd go with a fork.
Bro, you can't. You don't want to just like scoop it.
No.
You got a clean hand. You're not gonna.
No. Cause then what, bro? Look. Picture this. All right, we're at Olive Garden. Okay. And the waiter comes up to me. He hands me a fork. He says, "Here, enjoy your meal, sir." And you're over there like a savage with both of your hands full of tomato paste, and you're just scooping up soup into your mouth.
Oh, it's like broth. Like an absolute
Neanderthal.
Tomato broth, I guess.
It's tomato broth, okay? Soup. I'm over here civilized with my fork. I'm maybe not getting any broth, but maybe that's the point.
Oh, my
maybe
goodness.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe it's like that one scene in Shrek where they wash their hands in, like, the water or whatever it is. And he's over there drinking.
So yeah, I'd rather go with the fork.
I'd go with
what
the
about
hands.
You, Albert?
Go with the hands.
Hands for sure.
You want to get the rest of the broth?
Yeah, the fork would be tough, bro. Just gotta do it super quickly.
Yeah, I get you. Swirl it into your mouth.
Goodness. Would you rather wash your hair with dirty water or not wash your hair for 6 months?
Ooh.
All right, I'll change this one. Would you rather shower with dirty water or not shower for 6 months?
Dirty water as in, like...
Flint, Michigan.
Oh, Flint?
God. Nah, that has radiation.
That's why. It's dirty water.
That's pretty dope. Nice.
Might be the next Spider-Man. I don't know.
Might get a mutation. Never know.
Just turn into Waterman.
Waterman. Fucking sewer god. Gills.
Sewer god.
Never bills again.
The sewer god, my guy.
You just sewer have the god. Sewer cap on top of you. That's your outfit.
He just hangs on sewers. That's all he does.
I hang around sewer manholes. Hey, kid. How's it going?
I never made it a Marvel.
I'm a knockoff Marvel character.
He's the reject.
DC wouldn't take me. They were close.
DC wouldn't take me. Marvel wouldn't take me.
They took some guy called Aquaman.
I missed the meeting.
I missed the orientation day.
No, I forgot my ID.
I think I'm a
took a guy named Watermail, and they rebranded him Aquaman. They wouldn't take me.
I've been drawing on this whole entire time, and it's
yeah, we can hear you.
That's it.
Yeah, I know we hear you. No, I'd go with the
I feel like a psychopath.
I'd go with the 6 months.
Drill shower. Oh, okay.
Yeah, bro, that's what Axe is for. I mean, middle schoolers do it. Why can't I? You know,
shower in a can like Mrs. Puff.
Shower in a can.
Oh,
do a straight X on me and then just go out for the day.
Nice. Albert?
Yeah, I'd probably go with the no shower and just lock myself in for 6 months.
Ah, nice.
True. You said wash my hair, right?
No, it's shower now.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's shower.
Okay, well, I'd rather I do the 6 months.
Nice. Yeah, same here. That dirt, we don't know what that
is. People are going to think we're disgusting.
Nah, but if you think about it. It's pretty dirty water.
Yeah.
You're not getting any cleaner.
Yeah.
Would you rather get a dollar every time someone has good thoughts about you or every time someone has bad thoughts about you?
Bad thoughts.
Wouldn't you feel kind of sad? the depressing stage. Just like, damn.
Okay, it's a picture of this, okay? We're in Olive Garden.
Oh, no.
If circumstances were better,
look, then it'd be the picture this. One. We're in Olive Garden. I Why are we keep going to the Olive Garden analogy? Because Olive Garden is pretty fire.
What are you going to do, piss off the waiter?
We're in Olive Garden.
Piss okay? on the waiter?
And I walk in like an absolute snob, okay? I'm sitting down, crashing into people's tables, saying all these mean things. Bro, I get to pay for my bill without even trying.
Sorry, they only do they don't do direct deposits. I'm sorry.
You didn't mention that.
Yeah, that wasn't in the package.
Dude. That wasn't in the package. See, you have 12 months, zero APR. just get $1 just cash just up front. But you guys, you have to visit a kiosk every 2 months. If not, they give up your money to somewhere else.
You didn't mention
I'm just kidding.
that wasn't a part of the deal.
Sorry, you should have read the fine line.
All right, so picture this. We're at Bank of America.
Oh my goodness.
What are you doing? Going in there with a gun?
I mean,
all right, give me a second. Hold on.
Pay for my own bail.
Version 91.
Yeah, I don't know what that one.
Why
is.
Why is there 91 versions? Is my question.
There's like 170 at this point, but
oh my goodness. Wait, where were we? Sorry. We're at Bank of America.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Bank of America. Good thoughts, bad thoughts, money.
Albert. Dollar for good thoughts, dollar for bad thoughts.
Probably bad thoughts.
Just the world's a lot more negative, and
yeah.
So
yeah,
money. Dude.
Rather get some economic value from y'all just losing more money.
Hey, bro.
How about you?
My best life.
I take the good thoughts because I don't think I have any hate with anybody.
You wouldn't be making that much money.
I don't think I really piss people off.
Yeah, true.
You're pissing me off right now because you're not setting up your game.
No. I know you talk good things about me.
I do talk very good things about you. Love
yeah, but mind. I don't, so. Just kidding.
Man, come back to that mustard shirt in like episode like what 5?
I know he's like.
That mustard shirt was terrible.
One outfit I hate about mustards, my mustard sweat.
The mustard sweat. All right,
Albert. He has a really it's a mustard band sweater. Here, I'll pull it up.
I got it right here.
It's quite terrible. It's not that yellow. I don't know why it's yellow now, but it's like dirty mustard. I swear. And I was like, oh my goodness, why would you get this? And he's like, oh no.
God.
Would you rather wet your pants or sit on a wet chair?
Sit on a wet chair?
Every time you sit down, yeah.
Like, are we talking bar stool or just every chair?
Any chair that you sit on is wet.
Wet chair.
I was just paranoid now. Sister's gonna walk in every time.
So I keep hearing
it's like the ninja meme. Have you guys seen like the meme where he's like flying like this and he just goes to the camera?
Oh,
that's so good.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was the
would you rather wet your pants or sit in a wet chair?
I think sit in a wet chair. It's easier to explain.
Sit in a wet chair.
Why? Just cause?
Because the water's gonna be on the back and not the front. You didn't even have to look up for that one.
No.
You knew exactly what I did.
Kitchen?
Yes, I already answered this and I said wet chair. I don't speak crackhead.
No, you do.
What are you talking about, Christian? Are you not that guy that said, I'm a crackhead?
Crackhead.
Come on, let's put it
on. Would you rather shit on someone or have someone shit on you?
Oh, so we're talking like two girls, one cup type situation, huh?
No, stop! I don't even know what that is.
Video link is right here.
No. Pop.
So?
I'll send it to you, Christian.
Stop. I don't want it. I'm gonna delete your message. I, like, as soon as I get it, I'm gonna delete your message.
I gotta look for it.
Stop.
I've never seen that.
I'll send I don't know what it is.
What's your number?
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to either.
But I'm curious.
Like, it's been around for this long.
Yeah.
I've heard about
song
it.
Called
I've never
Two
seen
Girls,
it.
One Cup by John LaJoy.
Can you stop? Alan, next question.
No, you guys are supposed to answer this.
Oh, it's got a Wikipedia site.
I don't know. The ladder. That's amazing. The ladder.
So which one would you like to do, Christian?
What was it again? What was the question?
Shit on someone to get shit on.
Like physically?
Well, yes.
Got a rating on IMD.
Yeah, I can't take like feces on me. So the former.
Okay. Albert.
Yeah, I'd probably want to do it to someone.
You got a website.
Albert, stop.
New York Magazine did an article on them.
Why? This is a weird question. It's like, whoa. Would you rather just be friends with someone you love or marry someone you hate?
Oh. Middle school is coming back.
No, I'm kidding.
Gilbert, can you stop watching Two Girls in One Cup for 1 second, please?
I found the link.
I know.
I thought he just threw up because he was thinking of people he hated.
I don't really hate anybody.
So, I'd probably just be friends with somebody I love, because it's just having that positive like.
But wouldn't it just kill you inside?
I mean, yeah, but it'd be a
it
lot
just
better than
murder you.
It'd be a lot inside? Better. It'd be a lot better. Than it'd be a lot better than marrying somebody that I hate.
Mental torture.
Can I speak?
Did you guys get the message?
No. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna send it. I'm forwarding it to Albert then.
No.
You don't have to open it. I just wanted to let you know if you're ever curious, don't worry.
If you ever want to go into a private tab before going into your thing and clicking on the link.
I've never seen it.
It's just a minute long. You could skip through like 15 seconds through. You'll be fine.
Is it really a minute long?
Well,
I can't believe they have their own website. I'm sorry, Albert. I just had it.
twogirlsonecup.info.
Did you actually send it?
I'm deleting it.
Yeah, I just actually sent it.
I deleted it.
Oh my god, you did. All right. Yeah, I'll check it out.
For sure. If you're ever
curious.
No,
you won't. No, that's disgusting. I would. I just wanted to see if it was the real thing, and I just went 15 seconds, and I saw it was a. And then I got right off the.
All right, now you know. So, Alan, next question, please. Like two more questions, and we're done.
What's your guys' favorite type of cheese?
Either American or sharp cheddar.
Oh, you basic.
Basic is mozzarella. Okay.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella is basic.
Fresh mozzarella or like.
No,
processed mozzarella.
Processed mozzarella. If you're
that's
talking
disgusting.
Like,
I like salted mozzarella for one reason only.
Like
it doesn't
fresh
taste
mozzarella?
Like milk. It doesn't taste like a mom.
But back to our sandwich. Cut back to our chicken sandwich.
It doesn't taste like, what was it called? Mommy milkers. It doesn't taste like it. No.
More of a Gouda type of guy.
Oh my goodness.
Gouda.
More of a sharp cheddar.
Thank you. Albert knows the vibes.
I'm either a Jack. What is it? Spicy Jack? Is that cheddar? Or no?
Spicy Jack. Jack's pretty good.
Spicy
Pepper
Jack or Monterey Jack?
Pepper Jack.
Or,
yeah.
Pepper Jack, that's the one.
Pepper Jack, Monterey Jack.
Yeah, same difference.
Monterey Jack in the Box. Jacks.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Box from the
All right, Jack from the Titanic. He let go. But
in craft single.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, Jack Sparrow. Jack from Rise of the Guardians, Jack Frost,
Jack and the Beanstalk,
Jack Goes the Weasel,
Jack the Ripper,
Jack the Ripper. Is that the last one?
Hold on,
Kangaroo Jack,
Jack Box,
oh, Kangaroo Jacks.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, that's Jackie now. That's Jackie now.
Hugh Jackman.
Jack Harlow.
Jack. Hugh Jackman. That's a good.
Hugh Jackman.
All right. Albert, as a custom on this show, I'd like to tell a joke that is a dad joke. So please don't hold it in. Just laugh as loud as you want. This, I'm telling you, this is going to be pretty good. How do you steal a sweater?
Go ahead. Go for breathe. Go for breathe.
Man, it's not that funny anymore. It's overused.
You jack it.
You said it wasn't that funny anymore. You just busted
it's just a reaction.
It's just not.
I was trying so hard to keep it in, dude. It's like a pity laugh.
We want to thank you, Albert, for coming onto this podcast.
Thank you for having me. Definitely
invited back whenever you'd like. We'll see you next episode. Yeah, welcome to the regulars. I'm just kidding. yeah, it's really like refreshing to see new faces on the podcast every once in a while. And yeah. You definitely lived up to it. Definitely on the leaderboard too. So I think you'd be up there for a while.
Thank you.
So how do you feel after like, what are we like an hour already? Like 2 hours, 3 hours?
We're starting around like 9.
Someone.
Yeah, about 3 hours. How do you feel after? Because we're basically like numb to it because we do this so much. How do you feel after like going for like almost 3 hours of just straight podcast?
I think fine. It's pretty cool. Like I've always wanted to get into like podcasting and all that, and I guess like you said, I'm kind of like numb to it too. I'm not used to like talking for this long, but I feel good. I think I have some homework to do left, so I gotta stay up for a little while. I feel good. Thank you guys though. I appreciate you allowing me to be on here, and yeah, it was really fun.
No, you're always welcome back. Do you have any, again, I think I mentioned this in the beginning, do you have any like anything you want to plug as far as like SoundCloud or anything, or like music?
Not as of now. My I don't really have anything on SoundCloud right now. If I do in the future, it would be some type of instrumentals or beats or something, but as of now, no. But
oh, if you want some exposure, just hit us up and we can go ahead and promote your stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure. Before you go, my guy, is there any questions that you have for us, or comments, critique, anything?
Questions. I can think of one. Hold on.
What valley do you guys? No, I'm just kidding.
What city do you live in?
We live in South Delhi, India.
Yeah, what made you guys like want to branch out to like podcasting and stuff like that?
What was our first podcast even like? I think it was just taking a leap into something that we've never really done before, because we wanted to sort of, and I speak for myself anyway. I always wanted to make AMP something bigger than just a set music production, but more of a production for entertainment. And so podcasting was just one of those things where it's like, it's something fun to do. It's something that, you know, most people don't really get to do. And so giving that opportunity for us, and granted, like, it's not high quality by any standards, but it's something that we enjoy to do. And we're not doing it for the money. We're not doing it for the fame or anything. We just want to do it because we like it. And I feel like if, as long as we keep that in mind, we're just, where can we really go wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out to the 13 subscribers.
Shout out to the 13. I think it's actually 14. Hold on, let me check.
The day ones.
Shout out to the day ones. But yeah. I remember the day ones.
A lot of it's like, we're already like, you know, It was just something out of nowhere too. Like I always listen to podcasts too, and 15. I always enjoy like the comedic ones a lot. Like I always listen to the Misfits or like some new guys from I don't know why, I just like the Aussies. The Aussie comedy is just peak comedy for me. I don't know why, but yeah, a lot of it started there. There's no filter, literally. It's just amazing. But yeah, basically, I just wanted to recreate like that feeling of we're all like really known, like we're all super close to each other, so might as well just like, well, it's not gonna hurt anyone if we put it on the internet. Yeah. So, and we're not like super like radical like political views and stuff like that, so it's always something like I'm looking at you,
Gilbert. Stop.
Not on this one, right? But yeah, it's super, it's something like something we relax to and stuff like that.
Cool.
Gilbert, do you have anything to answer?
This whole podcast thing for me is like a thing, and how it's just a way for us to like be together talking about like just the talk than to like be out, because of how the whole like what's happening right now, we can't really go out places. We'll either be together at Christian's house or Alan's house, but we really don't go out. This is a way for us to like communicate and like share what we are experiencing and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's just a way to connect with each other on like a deeper level than just hanging out.
Yeah, yes, and we share it to the whole entire world, I guess, after that.
So, yeah. We share to our 15 subscribers.
It's about to be 17 after this one. Thanks, Albert.
Bad.
Yeah. Or again, or do you have any other comments, concerns?
I think that's it, man. Thank you. I do want to say I'm sorry for the interruptions.
You're all fine. It's fine.
We've had more.
It's literally the more interruptions, it's fine.
It's honestly like refreshers. Yeah. Like us to like take like quick breaks.
It's like a timeout, because we get so into it, we forget to like let our ears breathe and stuff. But yeah, for sure. It's fine. Yeah. My mom walks in like once a night, so every time we make a podcast, she always walks in at least once. Thank you so much, Albert. We enjoyed your stay. Don't be afraid, please. If you want to play more, would you rather? But I'm just kidding.
For sure.
Well, definitely stay in touch if you want to get on that Christmas album and all that stuff too. We'll talk of details and all that stuff for sure in the future.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for sure. Thank you, everyone else, for listening to the podcast. This is the 8th episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at, what is it? Adventure Music Prod, right? Yeah, Adventure Music Prod. And our Twitter, Adventure Mus Pro. So it only allowed like 15. It only allowed 15 characters, so I had to make it real short. But yeah, other than that, enjoy the rest of your time awake, I guess. I don't know what time y'all wait listening to this, weirdos.
I'll go to sleep.
I'm looking at you, Jose. Yeah.
Damn, when he don't listen to this.
Yeah. He's gonna have to listen since we already shaded him, so he has to listen now. But yeah, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Albert. Yeah, that's about it. Good night. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Have a great rest of your days.